all of our talks are available for free download on our website. And so we have many people who listen around the world. Many, many thousands. We don't know how many, but we're about to start tracking it, so then we'll know. Space is not a place. And space is aware. We usually think of things in terms of space and time, so we think of things in terms of dimensionality and time-based conceptual frameworks. So when I speak of space, I speak of absolute space, the space that is undeniable, not the space that is the extent of a surface or a dimension. I'm talking about zero-less space or non-dimensional space, a space that can't be traced in any way. And it's this absolute space that is the essence of everything. There isn't anything whatsoever that is not comprised of that space. And as I said, that space is entirely aware. So, for example, I'm not even talking about the space of the universe. And now it's been found that the universe has an edge. So there is that, what we call the universe, is the extent of a surface called the universe. Beyond that edge is what can't be known to us because it's never been explored directly in our own experience. But yet whatever is beyond that edge is also included and contained within this absolute space that is aware. And so a very simple way to think of ourselves is as aware space, zero-less non-dimensional space, a space that can't be traced or surfacized in any way. Now, when we think of ourselves in this very simple way, then also very simply we can state that any phenomena whatsoever that appear within this absolute space, from the macrocosmic, such as the universe, to the microcosmic, such as subatomic particles, all of these, and whatever their names might be, are just points of view within the aware view of absolute space. Now, this is a very simple way to understand ourselves, because then we don't need to get bogged down in vetting different points of view that appear within this space. We can just say, well, everything that appears within this absolute basic space that is the only me that is, everything that appears within that is that space and nothing else. It is that aware space and nothing else. So in this absolute sense, there isn't any kind of phenomenon whatsoever that appears within that space that is in any way any different from it. And in the same sense, all phenomena, all points of view that appear within this space are equal. They're completely equal in being this absolute space and nothing else. So you see, when it comes right down to our own experience as a human being, there isn't any thought we can have, or any emotion we can have, any sensation we can have, or any experience that we can have that is not the equalness of that absolute aware space. This is very, very important. Neither is there any kind of structure, special structure, that is different from any other point of view that appears within aware absolute space. So there is no special structure like an ego or even an individual identity or a personality. These are fictions. They're fashionable beliefs. However, in the efficacy and the total original purity of this absolute space that is entirely conscious or aware, everything that appears is equal. So there aren't any special vehicles within it that can somehow offset it or make it inaccessible or unknowable. And this is a great stumbling block for many people in realizing awareness, because we train ourselves to vet our emotions and thoughts, to try to get good ones and do away with what we perceive as negative ones. But in an expanse of equalness, we must come to the point of letting everything be as it is, no matter what it is. So in everything being as it is, whatever our conduct is, that's what absolute aware space is. If we're sitting quietly, totally relaxed, and we feel like we're totally in touch with the absolute restfulness of aware space, that's equal to working on something that's technically specific. So you see, no matter how wide open we feel we are or how closed in, it's all absolute space. It's just a label that is somehow trying to describe absolute space to be something it isn't. This is very important. It's very, very important, and it applies to everything. So everything we describe about our identity, such as waking, dreaming and sleeping, time, space, cause and effect, good, bad states of the human body, all of these whatsoever are absolute aware space. And if we come to know ourselves as that identity, then everything else makes sense. But if we're trying to parse and nuance absolute identity and trying to describe it based on points of view, we can never, ever gain confidence in that absolute aware space. It's impossible. Best to gain complete confidence in maintaining awareness and then look at all the points of view from there, rather than to try to describe awareness from points of view. So you see, in the Great Freedom Teaching, the 12 Inquiries Teaching is a very pivotal teaching, because unless you see where you take up residence in all these points of view, believing them to have an independent nature from absolute space, unless you can see that, you'll continue to be blindsided by them. Do you understand? So once we recognize what our drift has been in terms of describing ourselves and our identity, then it's very easy to defamiliarize ourselves with that and to familiarize ourselves with awareness. Now, for those of you who do have a very technical bent, this should be very easy for you. Because if you have a technical bent of some kind, where you're accustomed to being very specific in your thinking in order to achieve a goal, then this should make perfect sense to you, because it's extremely scientific. It really is an algorithm. It's an instruction set with a very specific result. And it states that by maintaining awareness, no matter what point of view appears within awareness, it comes to be seen irrevocably that everything is awareness, but not in a descriptive way, in an experienceable way. So it's entirely scientific in terms of its method. So do not be deterred. No matter what kind of thought you have, or emotion you have, experience you have, or sensation you have, all are equally absolute aware space. Maintain that vantage, and you will come to a full, complete, and true understanding of the exact nature of phenomena, of all points of view. And then you can operate effortlessly in any realm effortlessly and powerfully in any realm. You, by understanding the true nature of all points of view, by understanding the true nature of all phenomena, you become the master of all points of view. You become the master of all phenomena. So it doesn't matter whether you're developing the mother of all algorithms for artificial intelligence or you're paddling around in a kayak in a placid lagoon. It's all absolutely equal. And as the master of all phenomena, as the master of all points of view, you feel comfortable everywhere. There isn't anywhere you don't feel comfortable. And there isn't anywhere that's off limits. Not in your thinking, not in your emotions, not in your experience. So this should come as a great relief to anyone interested in the topic of awareness. Awareness is not a destination. Awareness is the natural and spontaneous self-resolution of the here and now. That's the only awareness there is. There is not a destination of awareness, nor is there anyone to experience awareness. There's only awareness. So in this sense, this spontaneous self-release of the here and now is the realization of awareness, and it can't be called anything, and it can't be described as anything. It's an indescribable openness that is naturally present and indivisible. So what can you say about that? To attempt to describe it or define it in according to specific parameters is to get bogged down in points of view, to get bogged down in labels. Now, many of us, especially in this culture, have been raised with the idea that some thoughts are good thoughts, some thoughts are bad thoughts, emotions are good emotions, some emotions are bad emotions, but ultimately none of these are the case. So, you know, why continue on with something that has never brought satisfaction? This vetting of emotional states and thinking has never brought any kind of satisfaction. Trying to get into some kind of good state and to stay away from some bad state, has it ever brought happiness? Permanent happiness? No. Has trying to change your experience in order to make it more aware experience, has that ever brought the permanent experience of awareness that you're totally confident in 24/7? No, absolutely not. It's only in this directly beautiful reality of the aware spaceness of everything just as it is that awareness is. And so you see, no sense to try to figure out the difference between error and perfection or beauty and ugliness from thinking about it or intellectually speculating about it. This is only understood in the direct experience of awareness. So again and again, maintain awareness. Not awareness separate from what appears. When awareness appears, it appears as whatever the appearance is. So if you have a good thought, it's awareness appearing as that. If you have a bad thought, it's awareness appearing as that. There's no middleman or middlewoman. There's no intermediary in there anywhere to be the experiencer of anything. So cut right through any erroneous ideas that you might have about this by maintaining awareness as whatever appears. There's never any contraction or opening. This is impossible. In absolute aware space, there's never any coming together and separating of space. It's impossible. And today, you know, we can show this through scientific instrumentation in a linear particle accelerator. Everything is shown to be space. Well, what does that say about you and I? And what does that say about where awareness is, or consciousness is? What it says is all of this is a seamless expanse. It doesn't need to be thought about beyond that. Why rely on thoughts and descriptions when the experience is right at hand? The experience is undeniable. The more familiar one becomes with that experience, the more confidence there is in it, and the less need there is to make anything out of it. And so this is very important. It's very important to us as individuals, and it's very important to humankind too. When we identify ourselves in the small way of positive, negative, and neutral thoughts, emotions, and experiences, then we limit ourselves incredibly. So you see, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to be done. We're already retired. The idea we have of ourselves has already been retired. It's never been a thing. So you see, this is a big relief. There's nothing to do. There's absolutely nothing to do. Just don't hoodwink yourself by believing that any thought, emotion, or experience has an independent nature, or that it's somehow separate or apart from absolute aware space. This is not the case. It's not the case now. It wasn't the case in the past, and it won't be the case in the future either. The more familiar you become with absolute aware space, the more evident it is that time is just a point of view appearing in absolute space. It's a phenomenon, that's all. And the same with dimension space. So any kind of dimensional space is also, that can be described as also a point of view, a phenomenon appearing within absolute aware space. What does that say about things that seem very personal to human beings, like life and death? It says that life and death too, and birth as well, are points of view appearing within absolute space, absolute aware space. But this absolute aware space is indestructible. It's indestructible and unchanging. It has not come into being. It's unborn. And as it is beginningless, it can't be forecasted to have an end. What can't be rewound to a beginning can't be fast-forwarded to an end either. So you see, the simplicity, the great simplicity of what is, can be very reassuring to us. There's no need to complicate it with any doing whatsoever. Just know, without question, that whatever appears is awareness. And awareness is appearing as that. If there is an awareness that is the witness of that, it's awareness appearing as that. So if it's a happy, fun-loving, forever aware thought or emotion, that's awareness. And if it's a thought that says, oh, I'm not recognizing awareness, that's also awareness. This is really a direct message. Do not be fooled by naming and labeling what appears. It's all awareness. In the beginning, this may start out as an intellectual assumption, or you may know in your heart or your gut that it's true. But by maintaining awareness, you will come to be undistracted by what appears. Initially, you still may be distracted now and then, but you will come to realize that even the distraction is awareness with a label. The simplicity of the decisive experience of this is, it's astounding, really. It's astounding. It is so radically simple, so straightforward, so completely unadorned that it guarantees accessibility for everyone. Who could say that space is inaccessible to anyone? Just in examining space in a very straightforward way with us sitting here right now, it's very clear that space is not coming together with any of its own phenomena or separating from it. It's just space all the while. And it's the space itself that is aware. And so what does that tell us about our thoughts and emotions? It tells us that space does not come together with a thought and then separate from it. It says that space does not come together with an emotion and then separate from it. There is no closing in and then opening up. It's impossible. The idea that that might be the case is just an attempt to try to describe what's going on and complicate what's completely uncomplicated. Now, the beauty of this is that this space that is inexhaustible, it isn't that just this, you know, it's this. It isn't just what we usually identify as space. It's this. This is comprised of space. The body is comprised of space. Now, most of us have learned that space, it's not worth exploring. It just is. It's kind of this inert nothing. However, that's simply scientifically fashionable. It doesn't mean the way that it is. That's the way that it is. It's a conventional way of looking at what's going on. But when we really examine the nature of reality, what we see is that everything is comprised of space. And as everything is comprised of space, then awareness or consciousness as well is comprised of space. There's no separation, you see, between these two, and there's no way to get into space or get out of it. There's no way we can be in a space at one point and not be in space at another point. So just relax. That's my heartfelt advice.